This podcast is sponsored by Sonos, the home sound system. Sonos One with Amazon's voice service is a new smart speaker for music lovers. Send songs, news, or more to fill as many rooms as you want.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Bitcoin continued its relentless climb this week, jumping about 40% in about 40 hours, smashing through five separate $1,000 barriers, racing past the $16,000 mark on Thursday. But when Bitcoin futures go live on Sunday, several big banks on Wall Street will still be on the sidelines. Wall Street Journal reporter Alex Osipovich joins us to explain why. So, Alex, CBOE Global Markets is launching Bitcoin futures on Sunday. And just so that we all understand, how will that allow customers to invest in Bitcoin?
Well, the creation of a futures market will allow you to essentially place bets on whether the price of Bitcoin in the future, around a month from now, or on other dates, will rise or fall. So you can you're not actually trading Bitcoins exactly, if you want to be technical about it, but it is a way of saying, like, hey, you know, I want to go and put on this trade which will make money if Bitcoin rises. You can also short Bitcoin with futures. That's very easy to do. And that way you can make money if it falls. So that is essentially what the futures will allow you to do. And the reason that this is kind of a big deal is because a lot of people out there are able to trade futures through their brokers, through things like E-Trade or Interactive Brokers. And so people could get into that. Big trading firms trade futures all the time. So there's a bit of a less of a hurdle to trading it than to trading actual Bitcoin through a wallet service.
So an investor can, in effect, bet that Bitcoin would go up by a certain amount, or they could bet in a separate kind of trade that it might go down by a certain amount.
Yes, you can do both.
Okay. Now, with all the euphoria and the investor interest, why wouldn't all the big banks want to jump in and get on board?
Well, here's the thing. The role that the banks play in the futures market is very specific. It involves essentially being kind of a conduit or a brokerage. So they are not necessarily betting on Bitcoin themselves, but they are allowing their customers to place those bets. The futures exchange you can't access directly. You have to go through a broker. The broker handles a certain amount of cash, and essentially, you know, every day it either takes money away from you or gives you money depending on whether you've won or lost that day. And the broker, very importantly, is on the hook in case the client loses money and goes bust. So the banks are trying to figure out how to manage their own risks in this process and how much capital to require their customers to put up, who is going to be allowed to trade this stuff. All these are pretty complicated questions, especially because of the crazy volatility in Bitcoin that we've seen just in the past few days.
I was just going to ask you that. The volatility and the wild swings in value, is that something that there's a lot of concern about?
Yeah. As a rule, the more volatile a certain futures market is, the more conservative the broker will be about who it lets trade the contract and how much money they're required to put up. So right now, the banks are trying to figure out, well, how much money do we want the customers to put up? The exchanges also have a certain minimum requirement of saying, like, okay, this is, you have to put down X amount of money to trade the contract. The brokers usually top that up a certain amount. So the banks are all doing this sort of calculation. Some have been a bit more aggressive about it than others, but we know from our recently published report that Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and Citigroup will not be offering their customers Bitcoin futures trading at launch on Sunday.
You know, there's a very telling quote in the story that you and your colleagues published in the Wall Street Journal from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and they admit that Bitcoin is a commodity unlike any the commission has dealt with in the past. This is something completely new to so many organizations and individuals on Wall Street.
Yeah, that's right. And to the regulators, I mean, everybody's trying to figure out, how do you classify this thing? How do you trade it? What's the appropriate kind of box to put it in? And I think what we're seeing right now is this process of putting it into the commodity box so you can have a commodity futures contract on it, trade it the same way you can trade oil or gold or things like that. But it's tough.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Alex Osipovich on big banks not ready to jump in on Bitcoin futures. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important. And it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor. a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Alex, banks seem to be stuck. They would like to join in on the investor interest, but they're dealing with a real fear factor. Have we seen a fear factor like this with another type of commodity before?
Well, periodically, exchanges roll out new products, or they will have kind of different kinds of contracts and things they offer, and they have to get essentially banks on board to act as the brokers for them, or the clearing firms, if you want to use the technical term. And there have been issues where, you know, a certain kind of exotic derivative contract goes out there and the exchange tries to get some banks on board. And this normally is, you know, happens behind the scenes, doesn't get a lot of attention. The different thing this time is that Bitcoin is getting massive amounts of attention, a huge amount of investor interest from journalists like myself, from traders, et cetera. So all this is happening in the public eye. I don't think there's ever been a new futures product launch that's been so heavily scrutinized.
And there's so much money on the table and so much money flying back and forth. That has to have a lot of these banks sort of foaming at the mouth. But they need to stay within a framework where they can actually manage all the risk and all the activity that's actually going on.
Yeah, it's a classic dilemma for the banks. Essentially, there's a kind of a hot new market out there. Their customers are definitely interested in it. You would be interested in a market that rose as fast as Bitcoin did. And they're trying to figure out, like, how do we go and offer this while also being, you know, running a business responsibly and not getting, you know, into this at the wrong time and getting caught up into a mania.
Is the feeling on Wall Street that eventually the banks will come in on board? They just have to make sure they do all their due diligence?
Well, that's a great question. I think that the jury's still out there. As you know, some Wall Street bank CEOs like Jamie Dimon have been kind of critical of Bitcoin. But even within J.P. Morgan, you know, there's discussion about, well, should we clear Bitcoin futures and so on? I don't think that they've made a decision there yet. So there are definitely some banks that are a bit more bullish about it. There are others that aren't. I think that it's a very, very fluid situation right now. And I don't buy the argument of the sort of Bitcoin fanboy community that this is going to be totally mainstream soon. I think there's going to be a learning process here, and we're not quite there yet.
Well, no question. It's a culture change that I guess that a lot on Wall Street are trying to get a hold of.
Absolutely.
All right. That's the Wall Street Journal's Alex Osipovich joining us talking about Bitcoin. That's the topic of the day on Wall Street and here at the Wall Street Journal. Alex, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.